The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Heisman winner and running back for Georgia, but now we don't call him that anymore. We call him candidate for U.S. Senate. Herschel Walker joins us on the Morning Extra. Good morning, Herschel, and welcome.
Hello there. How you guys doing?
We certainly appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you so much for your time. And we'll start off very simply. What do you feel is the biggest issue facing voters in Georgia in this upcoming 2022 election?
Well, I think the biggest issue is right now is law and order. I think law and order that stem from, you know, right now, we glorify the criminals and we made our law enforcement demons, like they're bad, and we need to get law and order back. And I think people see now the prices of gas, the prices of eggs, and are going up. You know, my family even mentioned something to me the other day that, you know, gas is going up, and I'm like, have y'all didn't notice that when y'all was voted before? Did you not think that price was going to go up?
Yeah, no, it's clear, and that's one thing that, the Biden administration ran on was how much better they were going to make things, and they've not made things any better. They actually have made everything so much worse. And Herschel, I wanted to ask you about the current senators that we have. I know you're running against Raphael Warnock, but I've not heard from either of the senators whatsoever about anything that's going on. What would you do differently, and how would you be addressing the people of Georgia about some of these things, about some of the problems that are happening, where they're completely silent?
Well, you know, I think one thing you want to do is you got to first get to know the people, and I think that's one thing that I've been doing, doing some listening sessions around the state to get to know the people, to let the people know that I'm just not that football player that I see so many people talking about that I played football. You're 100% correct. I did play football, but people forget that I built my own little business as well, that I know about leadership. I know about budget. I know about, you know, putting people's lives in my hand that, you know, they count on me to get things done. I know about those things as well. So I want to get to hear from the people and see what they're doing. And you know, being called out by Rhino that they don't hear from me, I have to get out there and show people that I'm still around.
He is Herschel Walker joining us here on the Morning Extra. Download the Extra 106.3 app.
It's true. I did call you out. You know, I was at that rally, too, and I got to see you speak and talk and really rile up that crowd. The people love you there. And connected to Donald Trump, Donald Trump really banged on Governor Kemp. But SB 202, do you feel that that was sufficient enough to address the voter fraud? And do you feel safe that you'll get the correct tally when this race is done?
Well, I do feel I get the correct tally. I think right now, I think the people are a little bit angry, and we can't continue to look in the rearview mirror. I think right now, that's all we're talking about, the voter fraud, this and that. We got to be very, very vigilant. You know, Governor Kemp has done some things that's been very good with the voting, all the voting boxes now, and, you know, putting one in each county and having something, someone looked at it, having it viewed. I think that is very important. That's a very good start. But we ourselves got to be vigilant. We got to get out and vote. You know, if you don't vote, how in the world can you talk about, something is wrong? And I think we got to be vigilant like right now, and we got to get involved, because that's what is happening right now. We're looking in the rearview mirror talking about the past. We got to let the past go and move forward. We can't stay back in the past. That's the worst thing that we ever try to do.
Herschel, speaking about getting out and voting, you know, Kelly Loeffler put in a great program where they're trying to get 100,000 GOP, you know, supporters to get out and vote. That was one of the biggest problems about why we don't have the correct senators in office now. How do you reach out to minority voters and those voters who didn't get back out in the runoff to vote for the senator that's caused really almost a lot of the problems that are happening in the Senate right now?
You know, the way I'm doing it, I'm getting myself out. There's 159 counties in Georgia. And I'm trying to touch every one of those counters by telling people, you got to get out and vote. You got to get involved and help to educate people as they educate me. And the way I educate them is by letting them see, guys, the reason right now that the gas prices are going up, the reason now eggs and milk and all the food things are going up, because we decided we're going to put someone else in office. And, you know, right now, we have to blame ourselves. You know, we got to get involved in these local elections. We got to get involved in all the federal election and put the right person in charge that's going to be, you can hold accountable. You know, right now we haven't held people accountable for doing almost nothing. And that's what we got to do. You know, we the people, everyone that we elect, you know, and when I get into Washington, I work for you guys. I work for the state of Georgia. I work for the United States. I'm not just there to look like that just to be a senator. There's other things I can be doing. And right now I want to work for the people of Georgia to let them know I care about them. That's what I've always have said. I think people, if they ever listen to me, I've always said the state of Georgia means everything to me. That's my home. That's where I was brought up, the people of Georgia. They're my family. Right now we're hurting, and we need something, and I'm here.
It is the Morning Extra here on Extra 106.3, joined by Herschel Walker. Make sure you download the Extra 106.3 app. Herschel running for U.S. Senate. Obviously, Herschel, your relationship with Donald Trump has been longstanding over several years. But would you be running if you didn't have an endorsement from Trump?
Yes, I would. You know, and that's one thing people got to know. Donald Trump endorsed me because he know I'm the right man for the job, and he know I'm going to do what I think is right. And he's not running this race. Herschel Walker is running it. And, you know, people want to say, oh, are you going to get away from Donald Trump? No, he's my friend. Donald Trump just endorsed me, but he's not going to run this race for me. He's not going to tell me what I need to do. I'm going to be doing it. That's what I've always done in my life. If people ever look at me, they'll never see me just following the crowd. I do what I think is right. You know, I love the Lord Jesus. I do what I think is right. And, you know, in a Bible verse today I was reading, it said, do unto others as you have them do unto you. And that's the way I try to live my life. You know, I'm not perfect. I never will be, but no one in this country is perfect. But I go out and I try to do the right thing. And he endorsed me because, you know, I'm the right man for the job. You know, I'm going to get out and I'm going to work extremely hard. I've always have done that. And I'm going to do the best for the state of Georgia.
Yes, sir. And I love your how open you are about your faith, because I feel the same way. And I'm open about my faith that way, too, Herschel. So I appreciate that. The one thing I want to ask you, though, is you talked about, you know, getting people out to the polls. And when Donald Trump down in Perry said, you know, that Stacey Abrams might be a better governor than Governor Kemp, I thought, why in the world are you saying that? And I really respect the former president. I do. But I think Governor Kemp, like you said, has done a pretty darn good job, and his results and track record are there. We can't live in the past. So saying that, I'm afraid, alienates people who would otherwise come to the polls and vote for Republicans and Governor Kemp and you. And I'm afraid that hurts that. And I don't understand why the former president does that. So do you have any insight to it?
No, I don't know why he says some of the things he says. And, you know, and I've said many times, you know, sometimes you do see what people does rather than what they say, because that's one of the things I say about a lot of people. Sometimes they say so many things, but you watch what they do. And, you know, when he was president, his policies was absolutely incredible. But everyone always say, you know, I don't like what the things that he said. You know, he says this, he says that, and that's what I've always have said. Guys, let's not listen to what he says sometimes. Let's see what he's doing. And, you know, right now, you know, it's funny. He's still got a following. He's still got people that love to hear him. And he get up and he says a lot of things. But, you know, deep inside, I don't think that's what President Trump feels. I think he loves this country. And, you know, I think he and Brian have their little spat of whatever's going on. And there's some things that I think I'd love for them to get and at least talk about it. But you got to do it behind closed doors. In today's world, everybody want to know everything. And I think some things some people don't need to know. But, you know, this Republican Party, one of the things I said when I was running, before I even got involved, I said, you know, if there was someone better, if there was someone better to go up against Senator Warnock, I would sit back and I support him. But I don't think there's someone better. And I'm not putting down the people I'm running in the primary, but I think I'm the only one that can go out and beat Senator Warnock. And I don't think it, I know it. And that's why I say I want to get the people behind me. I want to get the people to vote. And I know I can go out and win this seat. I want to bring this Republican Party together. Right now, you look at the Democratic Party, they're together. You know, when they say it's one thing, everybody said the exact same thing. And you're like, wait a minute, how do you do that? You know, it's sort of like they're reading from a script. Someone out in California said within a minute, someone in the on the East Coast is saying that Zeit sign words without mixing the words. And I think that's absolutely amazing. I think that's what we got to do as a Republican Party, because why in the world is anyone calling me conservative? Because I like the right things. You know, I like the Constitution. I like law and order. You know, I love things that I will assume everybody loves. But because I love those things, they say that I'm conservative. And I said, guys, I'm just doing what I think is right.
Herschel, you mentioned the crime. You mentioned how bad it is. In fact, they just came out from the CDC with a report that crime's up 30% in 2020. And it looks like we're on the rise again. And just here in Atlanta, murder's up 23%, rape up 68%. There's a big problem in the city of Atlanta and Georgia in general. So what can we do in the state, and what will you do as our senator to try to help curb some of that violence in this state and the crime in the state?
Well, first of all, we got to stop demonizing our police. Our police work extremely hard. You know, all we talk about is defunding. All we talk about all the negative things. But when you look at the percentages, you know, they say 99% of the police officers are good people. You know, you do have some bad apples there, but that's what you have in life. You have good and you have bad. But we've demonized them. Police officers decided, you know, why would you want to become a policeman? You know, though, that is a very, very difficult job. You know, right now, you look at what they're doing to some of our first responders right now with the vaccination mandate. You know, if you don't get vaccinated, you may lose your job. You know, that is something terrible right now. You know, I want to bring some confidence back to this, to our elected official, to get people to trust in them, get people to see them as that's going to be honest with you. Right now, you know, somebody tell you something, you can't even trust it, even looking at the news. That's what's so sad to me is, you know, I grew up in right here, Georgia. That's down in rural Georgia. And right now, they come home from working hard. They work extremely hard. They come home, they watch one news station. Well, they take that news station as being gospel when that news station is giving them their opinion. They're not even telling them the truth, and they assume that is the truth. That's what is so sad. We got to give the people the truth, because we got good people in the state of Georgia that can make great decisions. But how can you make great decisions if you get in the wrong info? If you get in the wrong information, how in the world can you make the right decision?
Final thoughts here for Herschel Walker, U.S. Senate candidate, joining us on the Morning Extra. Download the Extra 106.3 app. Herschel, you mentioned the primary. If you get the nomination, are you willing to debate Raphael Warnock one-on-one?
Oh, yeah, I debate him any day of the week. Why in the world do people think I'm going to be afraid to debate him? That's what you have to do. I'm not afraid to debate anyone and stuff. You know, like I said, people want to relate me to being a football player. I've heard that a lot, but, you know, I've done a whole lot more things than what people can think, and they don't talk about that. There's so many other things that I've been doing. I've built my own business. You know, I've worked in agriculture. I've done all those things. You know, I've been to over 400 bases in the last 15 years. That's what I've been doing. I've been doing all the things that has prepared me to debate anyone out there on what's going on in this country. If the question you need to ask is he ready to debate me? You know, because you see the things that he stands for. You see what he's been saying. And, you know, every time I've seen him in Washington, he's following Chuck Schumer around. You know, my thing is you're fighting for Georgia. Don't do what Chuck telling you to do, Senator Chuck Schumer. Don't do what he's telling you to do. Do what you think is right. You know, don't just say what he's telling you to do. You got to do what's right for the state of Georgia, what's right for the United States. And that's what you got to do. And as you said, I got to get out of this primary. You know, I got three guys that's running, and the thing is I said when I stepped in, I'm here to win. I'm here to bring people together, but I'm here to win. I wouldn't step out there to do something that I know I can't win at.
Herschel Walker, candidate for U.S. Senate, we certainly appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to doing it again
soon. God bless you, sir.
Hey, thank you, and God bless you guys.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.